San Diego could become the largest city in California to ban polystyrene, commonly known as styrofoam. It's currently used in all kinds of food containers, as well as coolers, floats, and beach toys. But a measure has been introduced in the city council to ban it. San Diego Councilwoman Barbara Bree is behind the push for a ban. She joins us now from San Diego. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thank you, Jeremy.
And tell us why you have decided to put forward this ban now. We've obviously known that there have been issues, environmental issues, with styrofoam for a long time.
So expanded polystyrene, and styrofoam is simply one company's trademark brand that people may have heard about. It's one of the most common forms of plastic pollution in our environment. And it has a propensity of breaking apart into non-degradable pieces, which animals often mistake for food. And, of course, there's a lot of this in the ocean, and San Diego is a coastal community, and it's time for us to do something in the face of pressing environmental health concerns.
And is that the primary concern, that some of these pieces end up in the ocean? You're obviously right there on the water.
Yes, these pieces end up in the ocean. They end up getting eaten by fish, so they end up in our food supply. And they're also, you know, floating around in the water, polluting the water.
What about the pushback that, you're getting? And this is what's been seen in other communities that have tried to do exactly this, including New York City, is that the restaurant industry says, well, this is a cheap product for us to use to put our food in.
Well, I think first, we should talk about who's supporting this. This ban is supported by organizations such as the Surfrider Foundation, San Diego Coast Keeper, the Sierra Club, Climate Action Campaign, Five Gyres, and Business for Good. And Business for Good is a local San Diego organization of over 230 small businesses, many of which are restaurants. And one of our largest restaurant owners in San Diego, the Cone Restaurant Group, supports this effort.
Mm-hmm. But what about the people who don't support it?
I think they need to be more forward-thinking. There are alternatives available. We need to be thinking about the bigger picture, about our environment.
The alternatives, though, I assume the reason that they haven't switched over at this point is that they can be more expensive than styrofoam.
I think we're talking about such minuscule pieces of money at this point, that in terms of additional expense. And many restaurants, you know, around the country, including in San Diego, are already using recyclable paperboard containers, compostable containers, and biodegradable plastic containers. And we're a center of technology and innovation in San Diego, and I think there's some brilliant inventor out there who's going to come up with even more kinds of things we can do that are biodegradable.
Some may look at this and say, well, why not just recycle more of this? How easy is it for a city like San Diego to do that? What if instead of banning it, you said, we're just going to recycle more of the styrofoam that's used?
It's very hard to recycle these materials because they're often soiled with food waste and then placed in our landfills, and then they pile up there. So that's why recycling is not a good, feasible process for this. And as I said, they break into small pieces and they become an expensive mess to clean up from our beaches, our storm drains, and our parks.
So what if San Diego does go forward with this, but, you know, cities in Orange County or cities that are around you do not? You're still going to be dealing with their waste coming into your waterways.
Well, you have to start somewhere, and 116 other jurisdictions in California have already prohibited expanded polystyrene foodware containers. And so, you know, we would be, as you said, the largest, and then hopefully others would follow along, and then hopefully we would get a statewide measure. That's what happened with banning plastic bags. It started as local measures, and then we got a statewide ban. The other thing, before you had asked me about the recycling, we do spend $90,000 a year right now on recycling polystyrene, and we're considering that we could use this money to help businesses buy alternatives.
Any lessons learned from what just happened in New York City, where the ban on expanded polystyrene has been reinstated, but there was a long court battle?
I'm hopeful that in San Diego, because we're a coastal community, businesses and residents will understand the importance of taking this step.
Well, they're a coastal community, too, in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our whole state is a coastal community, mm-hmm. as you know. And our community in San Diego is really cares a great deal about the environment in all sorts of ways.
That's San Diego City Councilwoman Barbara Bree, who is putting forth a proposal to ban expanded polystyrene, commonly known as styrofoam. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Jeremy. Have a great day.